Yes, actually, the stance that already taken by Afghanistan from the very beginning, from the first warrant of arrest of President Omar Hassan al-Bashir, that stance was positive and still it is positive. And now the African Union is still on this concrete stance that Omar Hassan al-Bashir should not be presented or accused by ICC, and AU condemned that procedure taken by ICC. And in addition, I think recently also African Union rejected any rejected the request of opening an office in Addis Ababa by ICC, and also this CINFAD organization that held its summit before 2 days in N'Djamena, the capital of Chad, also took the same stance against ICC. And I think now, up to now, all the regional organizations, including Arab League and the Islamic Conference, CINFAD, and also the group of Pacific African and Caribbean countries also condemned and had the stance of AU against ICC and against that charges already issued against our President Omar Hassan al-Bashir. And I think that this will ultimately lead to the respect to ICC itself, because now even our President Omar Hassan al-Bashir visited CAR, which is a member in the Rome Convention or Rome Statute on which the ICC established, and they failed to do any harm, or they didn't able to arrest al-Bashir, and even CAR is not ready to give any response to the call of ICC to arrest al-Bashir, because the Chadian president is respecting the neighborhood of Chad and the historical relationship with the Sudanese people and Sudanese government. And it is very clear that the relationship between Chad and Sudan is more strong than to obey any instructions coming from ICC, even if a country is a member in the Statute of Rome on which that ICC established. I think according to this story and this development of making the stances of African countries and Arab League countries, this development will make this stance more strong and more concrete, and this will be counted against ICC, and maybe at the end ICC will be nothing in the world, because it is going against the will of the people in the African continent and in the Arab world, and not respected also by all independent countries and independent states, and it will be isolated, and they will not, the ICC procedure will have no effective future, and this will create a lot of hazard actually for such organizations to do a work which is not relevant to their actual activities that supposed to be performed, because ICC now is jumping from a court to be a political tool and mechanism for different countries, and this is something which is ridiculous.
Dr. Obaid, President al-Bashir is not going to the AU summit, and some people are saying that it's because Uganda says it will enforce the ICC warrant, that is why he is not going, or because President Yoweri Museveni did not attend President Bashir swearing in. So there seemed to be tension between the two countries. What do you say to that?
Yes, I think this is not correct. It is incorrect to say that Omar al-Bashir will not go due because he afraid from arrest. by Ugandan government, but Ugandan government itself sent a messenger and to the President al-Bashir saying that what published in newspapers was not correct, that Uganda is ready to receive al-Bashir, and also is not Uganda is not ready to or to comply with ICC instructions. But when we speak about the attendance of al-Bashir to this summit, the African Union summit in Uganda, whether he will go or not, this is something else. Because it is not necessarily that the president to attend. He can ask any of his deputies or any high official person to represent Sudan in this summit, as it is something ordinary in such summits. It is not necessarily all the presidents of the states to come. Maybe some circumstances may allow them to go. But we should not connect between non-attendance of Bashir to Uganda, because Uganda is a member in the ICC, according to Rome statute, because al-Bashir already has visited Chad, and Chad also is a member. And I don't think that this should be analyzed like that.
Why is President al-Bashir not going to the AU conference, where you have a lot of African heads of state looking critically at how to improve the continent issues that they are addressing?
We should not look to this issue from this corner. Actually, al-Bashir can go, but the decision of attending this conference by the president is something which is related to the circumstances and to the program of the president. We should not connect between the stance, because already al-Bashir visited Chad. Mosefini sent a representative and a messenger to al-Bashir asking for apology and saying that the president of Uganda is ready to receive al-Bashir. That is why I think if al-Bashir doesn't go to Uganda to attend this summit, that doesn't mean because al-Bashir is having precaution, or there is any fear from al-Bashir that maybe Uganda will implement the instructions of ICC. But we should interpret his non-attendance to this campaign to the circumstances and to the program of al-Bashir. But I don't think that there is any obstacle or there is any problem that may not allow al-Bashir to attend in this Kampala summit of African Union.
Will President Bashir be visiting other countries, neighboring countries apart from Chad, soon to hold talks as he held talks with President Idriss Deby?
Yes, he discussed all the relationship between Sudan and Chad with Idriss Deby. And I think both of the presidents, they adhere to the agreement and they respect this neighbor in this relation of neighboring between the two countries. And I think that this, according to the concept of the President al-Bashir and President Deby, the relationship between Sudan is more strong than any other relation with any other international or regional organization, because this is the interest of two nations, Chadian people and Sudanese people. And I think this is a historical and a very strong bond which cannot be disturbed by any instructions coming from external body or an institution.
My question is, will President Bashir be visiting other countries in the region, in the East African region? Will he be, apart from visiting Chad, will he also be visiting other countries in Africa, in the region?
Yes. You know, President al-Bashir is ready to visit, and according to his program, the schedule of his visits will not be stopped, because he has a program and there is a plan, and I think that this plan will be implemented without any hazard or fear from any procedure that to be taken even in future by ICC.